Blog Talk Radio.
In the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together.
Coins together.
Don't
you know, man? Fly, baby, easy.
Good evening, America. This is the Hoot Holler Show. And I'm Lonnie.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Chad.
Can you all hear us?
I can hear you fine, gentlemen.
Oh, what a year we've had. Oh, please don't tell me that, Ron. That just, I don't need Mr. Beasley. Oh, I just, you know, I asked a question today on Facebook and some other places. What do you think was the worst moment of the year for our government?
Obama came president.
Well, that was, he's been president.
I know.
I know.
It was before.
He's still in office. Yeah, you're right, Jolene.
Jolene says he's still in office. That's the worst. I have to agree. But like Yola says, Benghazi. There was Fast and Furious. There was.
Oh, wow. I still want to know about Benghazi.
Everybody does. There's too much there. And the New York Times coming out and trying to cover and smooth the way for Hillary, which is exactly what they did.
We don't want Hillary, people.
And when they did so, they destroyed any kind of credibility they have.
Hillary would be just as bad as Obama.
Syria is a bad one.
Syria? Yeah, Syria. Do you know my views on that?
Well, yeah.
If we're talking about the chemical warfare bomb, right?
Well, you're talking about the whole thing there in Syria. Our government, Obama, really wanted a regime change there.
When he's supporting the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, you see where Egypt ranks them.
Terrorist people. That's who Obama's supporting.
Well, you know, we've seen this. We've seen so much waste of our taxpayers' dollars. The whole ideology that we can spend our way out of debt, it doesn't work in your home households now, does it? Every one of us has probably taught our kids at one time or another, you can't spend your way out of debt.
Oh, no, you can't spend.
We have this health care debacle that's just going to continue to get worse. We've got new taxes coming with the health care. We've got tax breaks being fading away and stuff. And to be in business, it's going to be murder trying to stay in business with all this stuff coming up. And then on top of that, they're trying to raise the minimum wage.
$15, my butt. That's ridiculous.
You know, that's what will lead to layoffs and. You know, people's going to shed workforce if they have to pay that kind of money.
Pay $15.
It's going to lead to a raise in the cost of the products that we buy. So in the end, you know, how does it really help us? If we gave you a $15 an hour raise, and now energy cost me $20 a gallon instead of $5.
There's 5, 6, maybe 7 people have just lost their job because their employers can't pay for that. $15 an hour to feed somebody hamburgers and french fries? Come on. People in Cummins, I mean, they don't even start out at that.
And he's talking about Cummins Engine Company, which in our area and district here in southern Indiana is a pretty big thing. We're the home of Cummins Engine. And they're used all around the world, have businesses all around the world. But on the same token, you know,
I don't even think our ambulance drivers and stuff like that make $15 an hour.
If you're paying,
did they, Steve?
You imagine going to, if you're paying $15 an hour to the person flipping burgers at McDonald's.
What's that going to make a happy meal?
Yeah, how much is a burger going to cost you at McDonald's?
So you're going to change the happy meal to a sad meal.
Well, I don't eat at McDonald's myself.
I don't either. I prefer a home-cooked meal.
Me too. I like to kill my own and eat it. I like to do my own cooking at home. I'd rather eat at home than eat out. There are times, no special occasions, I do go out to my wife. We usually go someplace that you can get a home-style meal.
Well, heck, we can deep-fry a whole turkey, can't we, Steve?
We've seen a push to try to push Common Core this year down the throats of our children and into our school systems and stuff, and when everyone has started checking into it, there's not a great lot of many that like Common Core. It's like Common Crap, the thing that tries to, it's an indoctrination ideology behind it.
Yes.
We continue to see little things break out here and there. We've got the NSA spying on us, still spying on us, even so far as going in and now rigging computers to spy on us.
But they say that's okay.
iPhones to spy on us, you know.
Oh, Ron, how are you tonight?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ron.
All right.
How are you doing? Good.
Nice to hear you.
Everybody give Ron a hello.
Man, hey. I got computer, I got Skype, I got everything.
Everybody give Ron a hello.
Got it!
What? Well, Ron, we're all
what's
set
that?
Up for tonight. You set up for tonight?
I'm definitely set up for the night.
You well,
know,
we've survived this year amazingly without a major explosion.
That's Maya.
At the moment.
Ask her to call you. Then she can talk to me because I'm on the other phone.
What?
I'm talking to somebody. Go ahead. I got people in the house. Go right ahead.
All right. You know, we've watched so much stuff this year, and it's amazing to me that any kind of polls you see now, that Obama still has anything above 15%.
Yeah.
It tells me our job is still cut out for us. There's still a big part of the public uneducated, doesn't know what's going on, has no clue. So we're
well,
still
you know,
going to be working.
We've talked about this before in different ways. And Miss Yo, I know she's trying to help. She's sending me private messages about the Patriot Family site. And, I mean, they have everything they need from me. They've got all my credit card information. I'm just waiting on them to say yes or no. They've gotten everything they needed from Hollis. They sent me the information, and they said before they could go further, I had to agree to pay the outstanding balance, which was $59. I said, absolutely. I've sent that same email giving them permission, I'll bet 15 times. Still not heard back from them. So I figured out the holidays and everything.
I was going to say, but, they're closed and right now, aren't they, for the holidays?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
but going back to the point that I was making.
I want to know, Ron, where do I send my donations? To you?
Yeah, there's a donate tab on the website if we ever get the damn thing back up and working again. Or you can just mail them to me. That the donate tab goes straight to a PayPal account that I set up just for the website. So
that's cool.
Just so I can keep everything separate. But, you know, when we go back to the issue and you're talking about people not waking up and not realizing what's going on. I deal with a couple of other websites, and they're one in particular, there's a few liberals on there and atheists, and it seems that the concentration of liberal and atheists seem to flock kind of together. So
yeah.
Most of the atheists are liberals, not all of them, but most. The issue as I see it, and there was a guy on there today that I was going back and forth with over Phil Robertson, you know, the Duck Dynasty thing. And Yahoo or somebody has dug up another video from 2009 where Phil was talking about picking your girl or your wife young, you know, getting them when they're 15, and they'll pick your ducks for you. And find a good one that can cook, and, you know, they'll take care of you. And people all got their panties all in a bunch over this and saying that, you know, it's chauvinistic and all these other things. And I told him, I said, has the thought ever occurred to you that Phil knows exactly what he was doing? And what he was doing was throwing out some bait
for
people who like to stereotype guys that look like Phil, that are from the country, they got long hair and a beard, you know, that old my long hair can't cover up my redneck kind of thing. And he caught you on a lure, buddy. He caught you on a corn dog, because here you are out there beating your chest about his poor wife and how she's a victim and a casualty and all this crap, right? I said, has the thought ever occurred to you that, number one, she didn't want your help. She never saw herself as a victim. And Phil just caught you at your own stupid-ass game.
Amen, brother.
See, all these damn liberal leftists, they run around and they're always looking for somebody to save, to rescue. And it's no different than what I talked about when you look at the Hill folks, you know, in your guys' area and all through the Appalachians. You go back to FDR, and it said, you know, look at these poor people. They're so poor. Well, they ain't even got running water or electricity. They're so poor, they don't even know they're poor. We need to help them. Well, maybe did it ever occur to any of these jackasses that maybe these people just don't want the kind of help that they're wanting to give?
That's right. We don't need the best help they can give my next of the neighborhood is leave us the hell alone. We don't need the government's help on that.
Exactly. And look how wonderfully they've helped all these poor people. You know, they didn't have running water. They didn't have electric lights. And now they've got a power bill and a water bill and a sewer bill. Man, they are living at large.
Yes.
And they're being extra taxed because of it.
See, they think they look at people that don't live the same way that they do, and they think, oh, these poor people, they need our help. We should do something about this. What you ought to do is mind your own damn business and leave them freaking people alone.
Yeah.
If they want to change their life, by God, they've got the wherewithal to do it if they so choose.
Right.
It just pisses me off. And, you know, here's this guy talking about this poor victim, Miss K. And I said, oh, God, yeah, you can tell she's a casualty, you know. And so here you are calling her husband a chauvinist, right? But your mindset is that she's so stupid, she can't help herself, so she needs you to come help her. You're espousing the very bigotry and chauvinistic ideology that you're accusing her husband of. They're hypocrites, and they just can't even see it.
True.
They see a tragedy where none exists.
I noticed that when they do something, it's okay. But when the other side does something, it's not okay. And we see that in so many different ways. Not only there, we see the attacks on other organizations for this or that. And then at the same time, if someone was to turn around and say something about them, oh, they won't tolerate.
Look, it goes right back to, like I said, we've had this conversation on Patriot Families, me and Miss Terry. It goes back to that philosopher kings, you know, Plato's Republic. We're just too dumb to know any better. And they know better than we do what's best for us. Therefore, they are the philosopher kings, and we're just the damn little ant colony, the dumb masses as they see it. And it's okay if they make fun of us because it's done out of a righteous heart, Bill. Don't you know that? They're just looking out for you. They've got your best interest at heart. They're just trying to.
They got our money at heart. That's all it is.
It's not about the money. Trust me, it's not about the money. They were born with more intelligence and more insight than you and I, and so they're better able to see what we need. See, we're just too ignorant to know what we need, and they're different. It's almost like a divine right of kings, and that's why God brought him into this world.
So you tell me I'm dumb as a coon ass. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, not me. No, I'm just telling you how they see it.
That's what I'm saying. You're telling me they're thinking I'm dumb as a coon ass, don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Absolutely. You're probably clinging to a gun and a Bible right now as we speak.
Close.
See, and that's another problem. See, now I'm going to tell you right now, straight up, just the way it is. As soon as you pick that Bible up, okay, you've proven that you're an idiot because you believe in angels and fairies in the sky and fables from 2,000 years ago that have nothing to do with you, and it's just about a bunch of Jewish nomads. And you also believe in slavery and enslaving women. But you just can't help it. It's not your fault. You're just ignorant. You can't help
I'm
that.
Ignorant.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt you. We don't want to help you.
That is the image
they have in their mind.
Yes.
It's not what they're trying to portray. They believe it. Hook, line, and sinker, they believe it. Don't you think for a minute that they don't.
Well,
it's all for best interest.
I have to agree with you. When they stand up and they say some of the most ignorant, asinine things, it's like today they were talking about, and Chad kind of blew up. Because he realized, well, you may have to bail out the insurance companies and this and that.
Yeah.
Like, realize, damn, I'm paying for health care twice.
No, what
do you mean bail out the insurance companies? You better go read that ACA because there's subsidies in there. It's already in the law.
What they were talking about today, they were saying that since there's not too many people signed up
that is paying,
that this next year, the government will have to bail out them insurance.
In the Affordable Care Act, there are guaranteed subsidies for the insurance companies if they don't make a certain percentage of profit. If the enrollment goals are not met, and if they don't make a specified percentage of profit, the government it's already in the law.
Yeah, but it's still we the people's money. It's not the government's money to bail out people.
Well, now see, Chad, you're just being unreasonable.
I know.
Because do you have any money in your pocket right now?
Well, probably about $65.
Okay, pull out one of them dollar bills and take a look at it for me and tell me if it says the Bank of Chad on there. Because, see, it's not your money, son. It doesn't belong to you. Look, the government is nice enough to let you use some of their money to buy things for yourself, even though when you do that, you're not really contributing to the collective, the hive. But don't make the mistake of thinking that's your money. That belongs to them. They allow you. They let you keep. By God, they let you keep a pretty good percentage of what you earn.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Well, that's you got nothing to complain about.
I got another caller, Area 241.
That's what they would love everybody to think.
He is exactly right how they think it.
But at the same time, they're building up debt that they expect everybody else to pay for.
Yeah,
and
but see, it's your debt, Bill. It's your debt and my debt. It's not theirs. And you're just going to have to work harder to cover that debt because you're not paying your fair share. You're not working enough hours to cover that debt, damn it. Now, what is wrong with you people?
Some of us,
we're greedy. We're keeping too much of that government's money.
Yes, you're right.
Ain't nobody keeping more of other people's money than the government.
Oh, no, it's all theirs. It all belongs to them.
It out.
They're just letting you use it.
214. Caller, come on. Who are you? Hung up on me. Well,
but that's truly the way they see it. I mean, you look at any time they start talking about cutting taxes, which translates into letting you keep more of what you earn, and they see it as a cost to government. They don't see it as, you know, a reduction in what you're getting raped. They don't see it as a reduction in what they're going to steal from you. They see it as you're stealing from the government.
That's what they think.
How are we going to pay for this tax cut? That's the first thing they ask. How are we going to pay for it? Because surely we can't cut back what we're spending. These are all needed programs. These people need help.
Well, how about we make GM pay that $10.7 billion they still owe instead of letting them have a pass?
Well, you know, we could do that, Bill, but the problem with that, when we start shifting the focus from the individual to these corporations like GE, See, if GE's got to pay more money, that means the bottom line is going to shrink and they're going to have to raise rates. I mean, that's just simply how business works. So in the end, the taxpayer, you know, every one of those folks they saved up there in the Appalachians that's got that new smart meter on their house, they're going to have to pay a little bit more for that rescue they got now that they've got running water and electric lights and all that fancy stuff they needed.
And that's where we're at. And that's where it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Eventually, you won't get a paycheck. They'll designate how much food you need. They'll designate your rent and all that. They'll have it all.
You know what? If Ron's right, which I have no doubt he is, about the money stuff, they're just going to deduct it. You're not going to have a paycheck. They'll deduct it to pay them. It's their money.
That's where
they're headed. That's
called collection at the source. That's called collection at the source. And see, the thing is, the beauty of the tax code, the income tax code, is that it's collection at the source. The person made responsible for the tax is not the guy earning a paycheck. It's the guy paying the paycheck. But now he's going to take that money out of your paycheck because he damn sure don't want to get hung for the bill.
No, that's right.
And so that money is taken out on the presumption that at the end of the year, when everything's tallied up, that's going to be about what you owe. See?
Yeah.
Because you've earned a profit, allegedly, somehow, by selling your time and labor to the company so that the company, because we all know companies are in business to earn a profit, that somehow your conversion of your time and labor and energy into a different form, a paycheck, is somehow a profit to you. And therefore, counts as income. But, you know, if you want to keep a little more of it, that's fine. You're going to need it because your bills are going to go up.
Exactly.
They're going to go up. And you're just going to have to owe them more.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to pay more for electricity if you want Company A to pay more in taxes to cover what the government thinks you ought to be paying.
Yep.
See, the great thing about the corporate tax is that it doesn't discriminate. Now, granted, government gives corporate tax breaks to big companies like GE, where they don't extend the same courtesy for a company like McDonald's, okay? But if they just left the corporate tax rate at a set percentage on income, well, you know, that company, that corporation, their customers come from all walks of life. They come from all different earning levels, you know? They got folks coming there doing business with them that make $200,000 a year. And they pay the exact same amount of tax on the goods they purchase or the services they purchase as does the guy that makes $10,000 a year. See? Now, that's equal. That's even. But that's not enough.
No. They want more.
You're looking. We've talked about this, how the top elite expect that all the wealth should belong to them and they should just tolerate the rest of us and we should be serving them. And we're seeing more and more pushes towards that. We've seen this last year with the EPA and all the new regulations, the rules they're trying to push on us, gun control, everything else.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of different theories over the years. I've read a lot of different thoughts or theories, you know, some people call them conspiracy theories, whatever you want to call it. But the real theory is, and I think it's pretty damned accurate, I can't find anything that would actually tell me that it's not in practical terms the way it actually works. And that theory is that, you know, a long time ago, the United States was bankrupt. In fact, if you go back to the Civil War, when Lincoln started the greenbacks, okay, that was a technical default. When they started printing paper instead of gold and silver, that was an admission by government that they didn't have enough money to cover their operating costs for the war. That means they're bankrupt. Now, if you go back and look at our economic history from 1861 forward, you'll see that there was some big issues that came up. 1873, there was the panic of 1892. Then there was the panic of 1904. Then another panic in 1907, which precipitated the Federal Reserve Act. Well, we got the Federal Reserve Act, and that gave ownership of creating the paper money to a private banking cartel. Now, granted, at that time, we were still on a dual monetary system, and in fact, there were still greenbacks. So we actually had a three-tiered monetary system. You had U.S. government notes, which were the greenbacks. You had gold and silver coinage, and you had Federal Reserve notes, all existing at the same time. Now, the stock market just went crazy, kind of like it's doing right now. In the 1920s, called the Roaring Twenties, big party, money flowing like wine. And then they called in the markers, and it all collapsed. The government confiscated everybody's gold. Folks, that's a technical bankruptcy, any way you look at it.
And from that
day forward, the country has been operating in bankruptcy. The bank is the trustee, and Congress acts as the board overseeing the bankruptcy. So all the money you're using belongs to the bank. And everything that's purchased with that money also, by default, belongs to the bank. Because you have not paid for it yet. It's all been done on IOUs, which belong to the bank, including everything they loan to the government. You think about that.
When you put your money in the bank, it should be your money.
But it's not.
But it's not.
It doesn't have your... Look.
Because you don't work for that money.
Yes, that's right, but you have not. But you have not been paid. If you take that dollar bill out of your pocket, look, we call it a dollar bill. We call it a $100 bill, right? So
yes.
we know in our language, we know what to call it because that's what it is.
Yes.
Now, do you go down and deposit your power bill in your bank account?
No.
Do you deposit your water bill in your bank account?
No.
I sure wish I could.
Yeah, but yet somehow you get a check, right? And you deposit it in your account. It's a bill. And they give you bills back for it. And then you go to the store and you say, here's a bill for $100. I want $100 worth of groceries. And they say, okay, we'll exchange that. And all they're doing is discharging one set of books to another.
Okay,
you're passing around an IOU.
Okay, what you're saying now.
All they're doing is discharging that debt. Because how do you think they bought on them groceries to put on the shelves? They used the same damn bills.
The IOU.
So there's all these bad checks floating around there, and as long as they don't have to cash any of them, everything's okay. See, those checks never come back to be cashed, and in the law it says that if somebody does try to cash one of those checks, well, they can just give them another check just like it in exchange. That's why I laugh when these idiots go out and they rob a bank. It's kind of funny when you think about it.
Yeah, actually it is. It's as Mikey said, they are the true organized crime.
Oh, yeah.
And
look, it'd be like going down to the power company right at the time of the month when they're getting ready to mail out all the bills and breaking in and stealing everybody's power bill.
Yeah.
Man, look at me, I'm rich.
You would be, wouldn't you?
I mean, these people, it's just, but it has to do with how we think about money, what money is and what money isn't. And that's the thing. Money is a store of value. Currency is not. And what we're operating on is nothing but IOUs. They're promissory notes. It's a promise to pay. But they did away with all the real lawful money.
And the thing was, when the Federal Reserve started, they were actually printing money with nothing to back it up.
Well, they're still doing that.
Yeah, there's nothing to back it up.
Well, they're not printing money. They're printing currency.
Yeah.
Which is different. Currency is a medium of exchange. Money has intrinsic value or is a store of value. Paper with ink on it is not. All they're doing is writing hot checks, guys. That's the easiest way to look at it because that's the reality.
And if they were Italian, we'd lock them up.
Sure. Hell, they're so confident in their game, they'll even give you a damn checkbook and you can write your own checks. Oh, wait. But now, wait a minute. You got to have, yours have to be cashed. See?
Yeah.
Government, too. Government checks, they got to be cashed. But, see, if you look at the law, it tells you that if a $100 bill is presented for tender, the only thing they're obligated to give you is another $100 bill.
That's true.
They just give you another check for $100. Oh, you don't like that one anymore? Here, we'll take that off your hands. Here's a new check for $100. You go enjoy yourself. I've told people banks don't lend money, and they think I'm crazy. But I'll dare you to go into a bank and borrow. I could get a signature loan. I could walk into my bank and sign a piece of paper and they'd give me $20,000 if I wanted it. But they never gave me money. They'd hand me a check. And I'd look at them and I'd say, well, I wanted cash. And they said, oh, well, you can take that check right over to the cashier and they'll cash it for you.
See, that's fraud.
Well, that check represents new checks they can write. New money they can create or new currency. It's just a big damn circle. It's just
a
big damn circle jerk.
But here's the thing. They make a profit off of that currency they print because they charge an interest on it to print it.
Well, it's all about, in the banking game, it's all about creating streams of revenue. That means that you have a constant flow of revenue coming in. So you can create currency with the stroke of a pen or a couple of keystrokes, but it's all about that return flow back in. And we've talked about this before. If you started off with the very first day, the very first client to come into the bank and borrow $100. There's $100 in circulation now, and he owes 10% interest, $10. So there's $100 in the economy, and $110 is owed to the bank. There's no way to repay that first loan, and there's no way to repay all the ones after that.
Well, there's no way to pay our debt anyway.
It is mathematically impossible from the very first day.
Yeah. And like they're borrowing on the debt. That's stupid. How can you borrow against debt?
Ask Japan. They're really good at it.
What about that? Subject, what about the global warming ships being stuck down there in the ice?
Well, you know, those poor guys, that damn global warming caught right up with them.
Oh, yeah, it did.
See, they were up there to investigate the loss of sea ice, the ice pack. I think they found it.
Yeah, and I don't think it was very long either.
The war's got leveled in
4 hours. Remember when he made said that there would be no ice caps, they'd all be melted by tonight at midnight. So he's got 4 hours. And other than that, he should show the world that he ain't nothing but a liar. And everybody needs to look at who's in on this man-made carbon exchange scam to bilk everybody out of their money and stuff and take control of the thing. Give out that will, and you'll see the global warming thing fade away so fast when people realize Bernie Madoff was an amateur compared to Al Gore and all his cronies.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, on a side note, are you boys all going to watch the parade tomorrow down in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl?
I don't think so.
I can't believe you just said that.
There's going to be a gay marriage on there.
Oh, wow.
No, there's going to be a couple of homosexuals locking the union in California. Ain't nothing gay about it.
No.
Gay's happy.
I'm just sick and tired of seeing men on men, and that's just getting ridiculous.
Well, I live in a state that's a law. But, you know, that's going to be pushed at us in so many ways, Ron. It's just another way to divide. And that's why you see all the attacks on Robertson and all this mess. It's more trying to divide the country.
Look, it's Bill, it's nothing more than saving you from another problem you didn't know you had. Oh, my God. You know, going back to that Duck Dynasty thing and that GLAD, I think that GLAD stands for Gays and Lesbians Against Duck Dynasty. I'm not sure, but...
I have no idea.
But that was good they let him come back on.
Well, you know, I mean, what were they going to do? Come on, let's be honest. What the hell are they going to do? You're going to appease a little group of, you know, what, 100,000 homos? Or 14 million viewers. I mean, for God's sake.
Exactly. I mean, what are you going to do on that?
They know who's buttering their bread, and they're not going to roll over. They had to play. They had to play PC.
How much money did they make off the whole ordeal?
They have a tremendous amount of concern, I'm sure. They had to at least look sincere, by God. But you know, the funny thing was. The little Peter Puffer that come out talking about all that crap from GLAD saying, you know, that Phil obviously doesn't understand the people of Louisiana and the millions of people in this country that are accepting of homosexual relationships and unions. And I thought, boy, you'd love it if that were true, wouldn't you? But it's not.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. What happened was, I didn't know if you guys knew about it, but I posted it on Facebook on several places with the phone numbers to call here in the city of Pasadena. There was the mayor's thing and the PR section of the Rose Parade. So I actually called both numbers, and I pretty much gave them what I thought, what for.
Hello,
and
Linda. I said, hello.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello. He said hello.
Okay. All righty. Anyway, so I went ahead and called these people and told them. You know, they made me leave messages, but I told them they were pretty degenerate and disgusting, so that I wouldn't be watching their show. So anyway, hopefully some of my folks here got on the horn and called.
I'm thinking the Muslims ought to protest that parade.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Ron. I agree with you. Wow. I'd like to see the reaction of the left if that happened.
I'm sure it'd be our fault somehow or another.
Oh, yeah. We get blamed for everything. I know.
You know,
Tea Party
you know,
gets blamed for it all.
Bush would have been behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Blame Bush. Yeah, you know, when you were talking, they were talking and chatting in the chat room, and I've been learning a lot about the one I sent Mike. I guess he's going to break it up and do it on his next show. And talking about the scam of the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department and how they do this and how insidious it is. It's just, and they have to have this huge debt that keeps mounting because otherwise the whole thing will fall apart. And then, of course, the taxation, which was all formed at the same time, is all part of that. And all we're doing is just servicing these you know, shell games. That's what that tax pays for, is for this craziness. So that's where we are, and you're right about the non-compliance. People don't even understand that currency is not real money. It's just paper. So
it's just a stand-in. It's a token.
People don't understand what the children, what our children and our grandchildren are going to have to deal with unless we can somehow wake people up and turn these things around. The debts that are being piled upon their backs, and basically their very freedoms being stolen from them before they even get old enough to experience half of them.
But, you know, the thing for me, Bill, is whose debt? It certainly isn't mine. I didn't concoct this god-awful damn system.
Oh, no,
it's theirs.
Nobody's paying for it.
That's what I've asked a million times. How does China buy our debt? What do they use to buy it with? Because damn sure ain't gold.
No.
Nope.
They're buying it with their debt. How do you buy a debt with a debt? It's no different than asking, how can you go down and pay your power bill with your water bill? You can't do it. It's asinine.
But that's the government
just
can't do that.
And it just kills me that we're so close to the reality that we'll pull that paper out of our pocket and say, all I got's a $20 bill, and not think twice about what just came out of our damn mouth.
Yeah.
We're so damn convinced that that bill is money that it doesn't even dawn on us that that's an oxymoron we've just uttered.
Well,
you know?
You heard me say, Ron, a lot of people's collecting gold. I'm collecting chickens because when it all goes to hell, I'm selling a dozen eggs for an ounce of gold.
Well, you know, and you're going to be selling to the Chinese because they got all the damn gold. They're buying it, I mean, like nobody's business.
I got a fairly good little stockpile of lead.
Oh, we don't need lead. We can kill them any other way.
Well, you know, they might take that dog instead of a chicken.
I prefer a chicken.
Korea would want the dog.
Chinese, they'll eat any damn thing.
Chinese, that's when you call walking the dog.
You could tie an old sock to a string and pull it through that dog and they'd boil it and eat it.
Oh, God. Probably true. Oh, God.
But it's pitiful. It's absolutely pitiful. But, you know, look on the bright side, guys. We're coming into 2014, and things are looking, the future's so bright, we got to wear shades.
Oh, that's
right. Right.
We're in recovery. Look, everything has fallen into place. The market is up. Interest rates are down. The unemployment numbers are going down daily. And after the new year starts, jobs, that's where it's at. Going to be jobs coming our way.
That must
be
right.
Okay, how is that going to last?
2 is 20.
Exactly.
I don't see it going to get better. I see. Well, I think the health care bill is going to continue to bite the Obama in half. I think that Benghazi is going to continue to be screened. And I think you're going to see other things popping up when people get hit with all the new taxes. Oh, they're going to love it. And all the tax breaks fall apart, and they're gone. That a lot
well,
of
now,
places are getting. I think we're going to see a very dark year for the Democrats.
Let me ask you something. Do you know what the deadline was to sign up for insurance?
Today?
Today.
Tonight?
December 31st. Right? Okay. Now, you do know that a lot of people will qualify for a government subsidy, correct?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. And how are you going to get that subsidy? You're going to have to fill out some paperwork every year before they'll send you your check. Do you know what that's going to be called?
What?
An income tax return.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so think about that. December 31st was the deadline. When do you think you're going to send out the first checks?
Okay, you got it.
Okay. So now there's all of a sudden folks are going to say, hey, damn, wait a minute. I can get a $4,000. You mean they'll send me a check for $4,000? What, shit, sign me up. Come on. Can I still get in?
Still get in and figure out what it is.
Oh, well, that don't matter because, trust me, there's going to be a whole lot of them that are going to get money. And it's going to be like Obama phone, you know, on top of Obama phone and SNAP card and everything else, you're going to get another subsidy on top of that. See? I don't think anybody's paying attention to that. And you've got 48%. You've got 48% of the country. Now think about this. What are they talking about? We're not going to renew the unemployment benefits for this 1.5 million people. Reckon they'll qualify for a subsidy too?
Well, some of them need to get off their butt and go find a job, being honest.
Well, I know, but hell, I'm telling you right now, in a lot of places, there ain't jobs to be found.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, you look at the timing of it, just think about it for a minute.
You're right. But there's some people out there that don't want to get up and do anything because they think they should make $15 an hour or they ain't going to do nothing.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I've been in my job for quite a few years, and I don't make $15 an hour.
But you've got this little pie over here. You know, you got this big pie that looks like a big old coconut cream pie you see in the case at the restaurant. And then you got this little bitty pie that's like one of them individually boxed ones, you know, that you get at the gas station. And that little bitty pie that's in the box, that's all the folks that are working to allegedly pay for the big pie. And that little pie in the box is getting damn small.
It is. And, you know, it just the more the government grows, the more the private sector shrinks, the less people you've actually got paying for the government.
I had a fellow the other day made the statement that Obama lowered taxes for 95% of Americans. And I said, well, now hang on there, big shot. I think your math is off just a little bit. We haven't quite reached 95% poverty rate yet. But don't worry, Obama still has a couple of years.
Yep. Well, about maybe spit my beer out now.
You know,
but I'm telling you, I mean, that's where it's headed, guys. I mean, the projection is by the end of 2014, if we stay at our current rate, you're going to have another 5.8 million people that fall off the unemployment rolls and don't have a damn job. Now, the whole workforce is only 16 million, but shrinking.
Wow.
See, but unemployment's going down because every time a million or so fall off the being able to collect, they're no longer counted.
Oh, yeah, they don't count anybody. They don't count people who've given up, like Mikey was saying on his show. I mean, yeah, the people who don't receive checks, people who are underemployed, it's just a huge mess right now. It's going to get worse under Obamacare because these corporations are not going to put up with this. They're going to lay people off. They're going to cut their hours. They're going to do everything they can to avoid paying whatever they have to pay for supposedly on this Obamacare insurance for their
kids as well. I've been off since the 12th, and I haven't received my first check yet. But see, the difference is I pay in during the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference because I know I have to go on layoff around the 12th or the 20th. So I've got to pay in so much. I still haven't received it. But these illegal aliens what can come over here, they can get it like that.
Oh, I know. The only place that I know that people can get $14 to $15 an hour for non-skilled labor is in places like Pennsylvania, Texas, Ohio, and North Dakota where they're fracking, believe me. And some of those boys that they're training on the fracking rigs, they're making 80 to 100 grand a year right now. It's boomtown because it's wealth creation.
And let me tell you, that's a young man's game too.
Oh yeah.
Sure is.
But even Subway and Walmart and fast foods, they're paying. They need people, so they're offering money to work in, you know, in the service industries, because the boys on the rigs, they get hungry. So
that's called an allocation of capital.
Yeah.
They you know, the money's flowing where the jobs are at. I mean, that's just common sense.
Sure. So.
But if
just,
you
I
if,
mean,
if you look at the numbers, and I've been looking at it for a while, and if you look at the numbers, and, you know, traditionally the gross domestic production of the United States, our economy, 70% of that GDP number comes from consumers.
Right.
The rest comes from corporate. Okay?
Okay.
The labor participation rate is between 70 and 80%. Traditionally.
Okay.
Right now, we've got 67% of GDP coming from consumers. That means that the corporate end, their share also is going to fall because people aren't buying as many products. So the government makes up the difference. So the amount that government accounts for is growing.
Yeah.
That's a 3% split off of a constant, 67 from 70.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a 3% drop in the labor participation rate.
Right.
It doesn't take a genius to figure it out, you know, that we're not creating more jobs regardless of what they want to say with all their BS numbers.
Well, no, because the concept of how free markets work has not been very viable because they're not allowing it to happen. I mean, California has the ability for oil and shale and fracking, and they're still dicking around deciding whether it's, you know, environmentally sound or not with their stupid carbon tax and everything else. It's sickening.
Well, think about this. Have you ever played the game Monopoly?
Yeah.
The same entity always wins Monopoly, the bank.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Okay.
Once you
create a monopoly on the money, the issuance of currency, okay, there is no more free market. It's done.
Got it.
That's it.
It's that simple.
Guys, we just got a couple of minutes here. We're going to cut it off an hour tonight, and I want everybody to get this a Happy New Year shout. Hey, everybody!
Happy New Year. And tune in tomorrow.
Any last thoughts, everybody? Linda, we'll start with you.
Happy New Year. I'm glad you guys did the show. Tune in tomorrow. I've got a whole bunch of stuff that I'd like to, you know, kind of continue on the quote-unquote free market stuff and what it should be. At least we have it when I walk to the grocery store, because if the government was controlling Stater Brothers, I'd be starving to death. So, you know. It's great to be with you guys again, and we'll try to get our Patriot Family site running. I think it's up to the Ning site. It's not anything we've done wrong. So love you guys. God bless, and happy.
Happy New Year.
God bless, and here's to the aspiring someday free market.
Exactly.
Hey,
wish you happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Father,
God bless you all. Hope you guys drive safely. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
We ain't driving nowhere.
We ain't driving. I may crawl home, but I ain't driving.
God bless you all.
Everyone be blessed. And tune in tomorrow night for Linda's show right from the left coast. I'll be there.
And this is Hoot and Holler signing out.
Oh,